love these guys. Average White Band, in case you're too young to know or don't care. But welcome back to Devil Radio. Yeah, you know, and back to the subject of the day, racism, man. Man, watching police, the way they handle people that aren't even guilty of something violent, and then the way they let Rittenhouse kind of walk by with a assault rifle, give him a glass of water, head back to Illinois. It's so obvious, people. And film, you know, that comes out a couple months later because the chief of police didn't want everybody to see it. So he's not racist, right? And the guy won't resign. He's kind of like these clown legislators that are guilty of just horrible stuff. And I think we're going to have to rise up, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Speaking of rising up, we have a call.
We do. We got Dave from Mequon here. We'll get him on. There you go. Go for it.
Hey, good afternoon.
Thanks for rising up. Oh.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to first state that I'm a Jew. And when I say that proudly. Unfortunately, and I've witnessed this in Crown Heights and Brooklyn, and there wasn't a lot of national attention with it, unfortunately. It's called Knock Out the Jew Game. And essentially, you have a lot of African-Americans that specifically target Orthodox Jews or Chabad Jews because those are the ones that have the long beards with the black hats that you see walking around. And it's very frustrating. And I've had this conversation with Earl. And Earl really respects Louis Farrakhan. And he's had guests on his show that follow Louis Farrakhan. And Louis Farrakhan has said every kind of terrible thing that you can think of. He is the David Duke of African-Americans. And I get ridiculed for even bringing it up because he has called Jews everything that you can think of, a gutter religion, for starters. And he has, and for me it's personal because we always focus on white supremacy, which is great. I'm happy that we talk about that. But the same token, we kind of turn a blind eye towards other people that are just as bad and are really not talked about all that much. And that's very unfortunate because racism cuts in all religions and all colors. It's not just white people. So I want to make that clear. So I just wanted to add that point. And if you want to have a little conversation about that, I'm more happy to discuss it with you.
Hey, no problem. But, you know, thanks for chiding in because I'm going to take over from here and agree with you on that. You know, I'm not from that crowd, right? I understand how it's used against everybody. I mean, I'm Irish, right? You know, I know the history of how they were treated, but I'm white, see? And so I got that European advantage. And I'm not saying you do. I mean, we've seen this country supported the Hitler movement, people with big money that were whites, you know? So that's why, I guess the reason why we talk about that more than anything is because they actually have the ability to elevate themselves into action, as we saw on January 6th. And we also know that if it had been Black Lives Matter, or if, let's say, we decided to show up as Antifa just for a joke, it would have been handled differently, Dave. And I agree with you, man. There's no acceptance of any of that kind of stuff. I can't say that I understand I guess what the part of Farrakhan that I don't agree with is this, like, you know, this anger and hatred kind of thing instead of, but hey, you know, I'm more likely to understand his point of view than I am the Ku Klux Klan. Okay. Ku Klux Klan, even though it's a whole, I mean, those guys are alive and well in the Republican Party. I've got issues with several Democrats too, man. That's why I started this show, okay, is because I'm not like the average person, you know, whatever you want to categorize. And I don't know if it's ADHD and it puts me on my own little trip. And, you know, my whole life it's been that way where I kind of respond to, I guess, you know, I'm reactionary, right? And like, is it your show being, you know, much more critical thinking and stuff like that is what makes me, it drives my passion. You know, I'm more reactionary, but it's based on my environment. You know, I'm ready to go against this authoritarian and this corrupt government that we have, which is, you know, systemic racism first, and then it goes into the class system, man, where, you know, you're just serfs, man. You just do what we tell you to do, or you don't get any freedom, or we'll pull you over more in your car, you know, because that's predominantly who it affects. And that's why I say there's a real connection to all this stuff based on racism and white supremacy. And if you don't believe me, I mean, our roots are the UK, right? Forget about the Native Americans that were here that we could have followed and been proud of what their culture was, that they were more than willing to share, you know, as human beings, again, not people, but as human beings. And it's just been a tough week, you know, watching a lieutenant in the military getting pulled over because he was black. Forget about that nonsense about not having plates, because he had the, you know, he just purchased the vehicle, man. Brand new vehicle. Oh, it had tinted windows. Was that only cool for white people? Because
yeah,
or maybe, you know, if
you tinted windows.
Hey, listen, maybe if you weren't white, you'd understand why you want your windows tinted more. You know, so people don't, racist people don't look at you. I guess if you got tinted windows, then you must not be white. Is that what you're trying to say? You know, I mean, I just, everything about this just makes me vomit, man. Yep. You know, and my history is that all my children and grandchildren will never be white, okay? And pretty sure they're proud of it, okay? In fact, I know they are. And I'm proud of them too, you know? And proud of the fact that, you know, not that I didn't have white children, but that I grew up open-minded outside that pizza box from day one, you know? It's like I just didn't understand hatred. Still don't. We'll be back. Thanks for listening.